This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Well, hiya, what's the story? Aisling's got a big day today because she has to prepare a full-on song and prepare a performance for tomorrow's show. You'll hear all about that.
Yeah, I'm a bit stressed out about that.
Yeah, why do you do this to yourself?
I don't know. I haven't done one in ages and I was just like, oh, I better do a song. I feel like it's needed.
Give the people what they want, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm going to my granny's now after. I need to give her Mexican rosary beads that I bought.
Oh, did she ask them for them?
Well, no, she wouldn't ask now, but I... Here's a funny story, actually. When I was in Mexico, I was in this big, massive cathedral, and I said it'd be nice to get her like something holy. Yeah. They're very Catholic over in Mexico,
and your granny's a very religious lady.
Absolutely. So they had like a little gift shop in the cathedral, and I was looking at these lovely rosary beads. They were like the beads were like wrapped in felt that had all different multicolors. So
oh,
really
lovely.
Pretty, like kind of Mexican style or whatever. And then they also had these little. Bracelets. It was just like a beaded bracelet with like a medal of a different saint on each one. And they were cute. So I was like, I'll get the rosary beads and I'll get the bracelet. And the woman told me that the limit for using your card, and I'd know cash, was like 200 pesos, which would be like 10 euro. So I was like, oh, flip, okay. And the rosary beads and the bracelet was only coming to like 120. It was like so cheap. Everything was so cheap.
Sorry, so you had to spend more.
Yeah. So anyway, then I was like, so looking around for ages. So I was like, I'll get another bracelet. That'll bring me up to 170 pesos. But I've now got like three things and it's only cost me like 7 euro. And then Alex comes over to me and he was like, you know, the water is like 50 pesos. I was like, grant, I'll get myself a water. So I said, one water as well, please. And then she put it all through and she's like, it's 190 pesos. And I was like, feck's sake. So anyway, I had to pick up this little, it was like a prayer in Spanish. I was like, oh, I asked Granks, it was like 10 pesos. So anyway, got up to the 200, walked away. I was like, the water was only like 30 pesos, Alex, it wasn't 50. And then he goes, what? And then he was like, why'd you buy that? And he was pointing at the bottle of water that I bought. And I was like, what? You told me to buy the water because you said it was 50 pesos. He goes, I meant the holy water. Not like a bottle of water.
Very good, very good, very
good. So anyway, then I had a bottle of water with a little cross on the label.
Oh, did you feel holy?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't blessed.
No, it wasn't blessed.
Don't think so.
So your granny's going to do better than she even thought today.
That's what I said.
Two bracelets.
She's getting the best presents out of anyone.
Yeah, very good.
She cleaned up. I just want
to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello there. Welcome.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
How are we?
Not too bad, thanks. Can't complain. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I stayed in last night with the purpose of having a really good sleep.
Yeah.
And I found myself glued to an unusual website called...
Aisling, keep this to yourself. It's actually...
No.
You're getting too comfortable,
Emma,
on the show.
It's only 7 o'clock. That's for after 9.
Yeah.
That kind of information. No. I was glued to a website called matchplay.com.
Oh.
And I have reached new levels of pinball loser. Because my boyfriend runs a pinball tournament every 2 weeks and it's good fun. But I bailed on it last night because I was like, I'm still kind of recovering from the jet lag from Mexico. And last night, sure wasn't I fucking glued to the results.
Oh, sorry. So you can actually follow the results of how all the beards are getting on.
I was following, how all the bearded men are getting on, how my brother and his girlfriend were getting on. I was flat out refreshing. I was sort of dozing off and I said, I'll just have one look and see if my brother Lorcan's still in. Oh, brilliant. Go on, Lorcan. And then I sent Lorcan a little text and then I was going to get off again and I went, I'll just see if Alex is still in. Oh, Alex got another strike. Oh.
See, this is you at pinball. This is me the night of the Oscars or the Grammys.
Yeah. Like a normal person. I'm flat out on matchplay.com. They're like, there's some unusual activity from Ireland on matchplay tonight.
I'd be like, oh my God, has Jack Harlow hit the red carpet yet? I'll have one more check before I go to sleep.
No.
And you're like, how are they getting on the pinball?
Yeah.
Love it. Hit music
now. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Obviously, we've been talking the last few days about the US election, but now it looks like it'll be all go on this side of the Atlantic.
Yeah, wait for Simon Harris to like steal Donald Trump's thunder. I know. I was like,
Donald Trump who?
All about
Simon Harris and the crew. Last night, the 6-1 News, Taoiseach Simon Harris, he seemed to all but kind of confirm that an election will be called, or has been called, and this is the date we're looking at.
My intention then to seek a dissolution of the Dáil by President Higgins on Friday. It's my hope that we will have polling day in this country on the 29th of November, and I'm looking forward to the weeks ahead and asking the people of Ireland for a mandate.
See, the thing about this show is, normally we'd be telling you that, oh my God, we have finally have a date for tickets for Oxygen to go on sale. That's not relevant. Electric Picnic or Dua Lipa playing the Aviva. We need to bring this energy and get online as if it's, oh, we know when the tickets are going on sale because we need to make sure that we're registered and check the register.ie. And not to be like... top of the class this morning.
Oh, go on. Like, have a little brag.
Teacher's pet. But on the back of this announcement last night, I said, right, well, tomorrow morning now I'm going to get myself sorted. And I officially no longer will be voting in Waterford. As of this morning, I have finally moved my address to Dublin. I just got the confirmation email from the Gov that the request has been sent.
Wow. How long did that take you?
Quite honestly, I came into the studio at 5 to 7. I had it sorted just before we came on air.
Well, that's pretty good. Over on checktheregister.ie. Okay, so it looks like this election's going to happen on November 29th. That's not long to go. And here at Spin, we want to make sure that your voice is heard. That's obviously so important. And your voice is your vote. We're urging you to make sure you're registered in time so you can have your say on election day, the 29th.
So time is running out. Applications for new voters, or to change your details, close 15 days before polling day. Okay, so that's not long. It's not like you have until the day of the election, the 29th, to do this. You got to do this well in advance of that, 15 days out, all right? So now is the time. With the election tend to be 3 weeks tomorrow, you've really only got a week to get yourself sorted.
Yeah.
As I said, if you find 5 minutes this morning, get yourself over to checktheregister.ie and get your details. Make sure they're up to date and you're voting in the right place.
And also have a look at your calendar, because I realise that I'm supposed to be going to London on the 29th for a gig. So therefore, I'm not going to get home to Kildare on the 29th. So I think emotionally, I'm also going to have to move my address from my home county from my parents to Dublin.
I know, I actually feel
a bit emotional about this.
I know, because the hashtag home to vote thing, no matter what it is, I always love going home. I bump into girls I went to school with when we're going in to vote for something.
I'm like, hey, Shauna.
Yeah.
Who would you vote for? Only joking, not allowed to tell.
Would you park up the car and meet all the local people where you grew up? But no, it's time to change and just be wherever's convenient for you. Are you on there now?
I am. I'm over on Check the Register right now. I actually went to put in my air code, but it didn't work because back when I registered to vote, air codes didn't exist.
Oh,
so I don't think my air code is even linked to my page. So I had to go through the name of the lane, and then it was like, what's your house number? I was like, lol, as if I have a house number.
Yeah, like it's rural
in
Ireland.
The back of nowhere. But I found my name there. I was like, there she is. Ashley Banner on the list. And then I'm going to have to change. Oh my God, my poor mother. This is true adulting. Changing your register from
your mom
going to
be sad?
I think she'll be devastated.
Will she? Yeah.
I'll have to send a fruit basket, as you do with these things. So whether you are registering for the first time or changing your details, maybe you've moved house or you're going to a gig on the day, check that they're correct if you want as well over at checktheregister.ie.
What I want to see now this morning is the guys who monitor checktheregister.ie going, God almighty, we are up in arms this morning. It's so busy over here because we really hope that you take this seriously and you get on it. Check the reg, checktheregister.ie. And I have your voice heard in a couple of weeks' time.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
So another kind of dating term is doing the rounds, and I think it's one of my favourites. You know the way this happens quite a bit in terms of... and you know what? When you first read them or they first kind of come onto the scene, you say people are not going to use that in their day-to-day language.
Yeah, that's lame or whatever.
Eventually, they kind of do. If you think back to the likes of breadcrumbing, which is a dating term that refers to when someone kind of barely keeps enough contact with you to kind of keep you there.
Strings
you along, checks in just when you think it might be over. Mm. You know, we've all been there in the past. It's not a nice place to be. And breadcrumbing is a thing. I'd know the girls would be like, oh, he's such a breadcrumber.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like it does kind of come into your language a little bit more. Ghosting, obviously that's huge at the moment.
Huge.
When a partner completely and cruelly kind of stops communicating with you for no apparent reason. Cuffing and cuffing season, we're coming into that time at the moment. And this kind of refers to people who tend to kind of buddy up or get a bit closer when you come into the cold season, big events like Christmas or even Valentine's Day in February, those cold months when you cozy up around those times where it's maybe considered a bit nicer to have a partner. Yeah. Someone totally disagrees.
The flags are big now as well. It's not just red flag anymore.
Beige flags,
yellow
green flags.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one and it's called swamping. Okay.
Swamping.
Yeah, I love it. It's all about when you find that special someone and you're comfy enough with them to just let them see you in your own swamp.
Oh, I love that.
No need for kind of airs and graces and being well kept and, you know, having your makeup done or, you know, your clean hoodie on with the lads. He can have his beans spilt all over the hoodie and you're welcome to come for a cuddle if you want.
But I mean,
and
it's essential for every relationship to survive swamping.
Oh, 100%.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Like, it's obviously inspired by Shrek and living in a swamp.
Yeah.
But you can only imagine the crisps like all down someone's face.
Yeah.
The gravy left on the hoodie.
For me, it's the farts.
Yeah.
Once you're comfortable letting out a little toot.
Would you fart in front of Alex now, honestly?
Yeah.
And would you be proud of it?
He might go, oh. He'd go, Ling, that's a bad one. And then I'll go, have a bit of shame around that one, I suppose. But it's nice when you get one out and they don't realise.
Oh,
that's true swamping.
Yeah. They might just, their nose might get a bit funny after a few minutes
of
something
Shrek,
going on there.
When they're in the bath.
And the bubbles.
Together in the bubbles.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
kind of the thing.
Playful.
Very cool. I do think, considering we have so many, we could do with some more. So I've come up with some that I'd love to like get cracking, because someone always has to start these things.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't it be me, you know? Okay, what about something for, you know, when one partner treats you, they might pay for the full meal or the coffee or the gig or whatever. This is on me, pet. I got it.
Lovely.
Solo swiping.
Solo swipe.
Solo swipe.
As in with the card.
Oh, he solo swiped last night.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
I like that one.
Oh my God, was last night expensive? Nah, he did the solo swipe. Or
very
she solo
good.
Swiped on that. Fair play to her. When you hang out, but you spend most of your time together on your phones.
Oh.
Squirrel mates.
Oh, that's excellent.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
Because you can be like, what you make of them? Oh, they're
just scroll mates. Yeah, they don't even talk to each other. They're just living in their own
worlds.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. When you brush your teeth together, this one's not great. Crush brushing. Forgive me.
That's cute.
Yeah, no, it's not great. Yeah, okay, fine. What about this? If he or she always tends to go for someone a little bit older, they're always going for the glow old instead of the glow up. She's a bit of a glow older, her. She won't go for you. She's always going for someone a bit older.
Oh, right.
Right? Instead of glow up, maybe, perhaps. When they communicate only by sending you TikToks. This is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, where the only time they're going to talk to you is they're trying to express themselves by some random 19-year-old in America's TikTok thoughts.
Okay.
The tick tease.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I got another tick tease last night.
I got another tick tease of her last night. My God.
He's tick teasing her.
Yeah, he is.
It's really good.
And they won't even WhatsApp you. They just constantly communicate with loads of TikToks and you need to kind of take what you can from them in terms of what they're trying to say.
Very good.
When you go to the gym together?
Yeah.
Swole mates?
Swole mates.
As in swole, as in guns, as in muscles.
Swollen arms.
As in swollen arms.
Very good.
Yeah, they're swole mates.
That's good.
That's all I got.
I love tick tees and I love squirrel mates.
Squirrel mates
is great. Think they need to start.
And I think a lot of people are in those positions, you know.
Big time. Yeah. No, they're very relatable.
I'm a straight woman, but I have a friend, Megan, and she's such a tick tease. I'm like, bitch, send me a voice note and tell me how your life
is. Yeah, and you could
stop tick teasing me. I get are TikToks.
You could be scroll mates with a friend as well.
You could. Do you want to just hang out and go on TikTok together and not talk? You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
On Tuesday's show, I was telling you about a delicacy that I was served while I was in Mexico last week.
Mm.
And that dish was guacamole covered in fried grasshoppers.
Poor little lads.
And we didn't intend on ordering this, but we didn't understand the Spanish on the menu. And I feel like I talked quite a lot about that, and I feel like I've done Mexico a little bit dirty there, because overall the food was absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
like literally every dish bar that one was unreal. But I also have to give a shout out to the crisp selection in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Because it was really impressive. So they had like loads of like kind of corner shops. They had some 7-Elevens in some places, and then their other main one was called Oxxo.
Cool.
They also had some Circle K's, which Ooh. Was interesting. Bloody Circle K.
Might as well
taken
be home.
Over. Honestly. But they had like loads of like different flavors of Doritos, and they had like those American Cheetos and all that. And they also had this interesting large share bag thing of a crisps called Paquitaxos.
Okay.
Okay. And they were made by Sabritas, which is like the Mexican version of Lay's.
Okay.
And in a bag of Paquitaxos, you don't find just one shape and flavour of crisps. You find four.
Okay.
So it's not a multi-pack. Mm. It's all in the one bag, a mix of all different crisps.
That's a bit of me. Yesterday I was looking and I was like, I'd like a treat. And I saw some Pringles in the press and I saw a packet of snacks. And I was like, I really want both.
I really want both.
Yeah.
And I've never seen this concept done before. So, for example, in the queso edition of the Paquitaxos, queso being cheese, you get two different flavours of Cheetos, a crisp called Crujitos, and then a Domino's called Domino's 3D, or Doritos, sorry, called Doritos 3D.
Oh.
I think it was like a curly Doritos.
Oh, cool.
And then in the Fuego flavour, which is like the Flamin' Hot flavour, you get Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, and Sabritones.
What are those?
I don't know.
I don't know. You didn't get them.
But it's such a good way for tourists to try all the crisps
sure.
on the market as well.
Absolutely.
So, look, I think in Ireland here, we are kind of the kings of crisps, pardon the pun.
I was about to say.
So this would be an unbelievable idea for some crisp flavours and brands to team up. So I have a couple of ideas of different team-ups of crisp brands here.
Go on, yeah.
One of them would kind of be the road users crisps. Wheelers. It'd be a mixture of walkers and wheelies.
Very good. Yeah.
Covering everybody but the carriers.
Trying to think, sorry, walkers and?
Wheelies.
They'd be good in a bag together.
Be all right.
Right? Yeah.
It'd be different textures, different flavours. That's kind of what I'm going for here.
You know, you'd be concentrating on what's coming next.
Yeah. Kind of, a nice kind of Irish, kind of like classic crisp collab, Kyo'Donnells, which would be a mix of O'Donnells and Kyo's.
Very good.
Nice. Yeah. Whatever
like,
flavour.
Forget
you want.
About the rivalry, just team up, guys.
Exactly. Mm. We're friends here. Chikoritos, which would be Chickatees and Doritos. Fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. Hunky Hula Lips. Hunky Dory's X Hula Hoops X Hot Lips.
Sign me up.
You're getting all the textures, all the flavours in there.
Hunky Dory's Hula Hoops and Hot Lips. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yes,
know.
Please.
And then my favourite that I've come up with is Johnny Pom Burger Snacks. Which would be Johnny Onion Rings with Pom Bears with Burger Bites and snacks.
Again, so much food for thought. Hey.
Ah, very good.
Honestly, you need to just control this whole country.
Next time Mr. Tato's in here, I'll have a word with him.
Do indeed.
He'll just be flat in here.
He's in here. It's been like 3 weeks. He's surely due in any day now.
Sure, he's getting with Michaela.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We were just chatting about crisps there because I was telling you that in Mexico, where I was last week, they had this like big jumbo bag of crisps called Paquitaxos that had like four different types and flavours of crisps
Yum.
In the one bag. So we said, this is a genius idea. We need to bring it to Ireland. And I suggested a kind of a mix-up called Johnny Pom Burger Snacks, which would be Johnny Onion Rings, Pom Bears, Burger Bites and snacks.
Lovely shout.
And then a very funny man got in touch.
And did he?
By the name of Andrew. And he said, why does Mr. Tato have a mobile phone in case Johnny Onion rings? Ah, fair play to you, Andrew. Very good.
How are you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy. You guys are beautiful.
Hits Radio Live in Manchester. Woo,
let's go.
Okay, this is happening really soon on the 23rd of November. In fact, and today is your very last chance to get yourself in the draw if you fancy coming in and swiping it. We've been telling you for ages about this gig, and there's loads of brilliant artists playing on one particular evening.
Yes, Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit, and Rita Ora, all in one massive gig. We just played one of them.
We did indeed, yeah. And the person who wins this is going to go to the gig with your return flights, transfers, bed and breakfast, a 4-star Manchester hotel. A lovely way to make a few memories with your pal or
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely.
Head away in November. Okay, so as Ash said, we did just hear a Radio Live artist. So we've got to find someone to get into that draw. Hello, Leah. How are you? It's Em and Ash and Spin.
Good morning.
Good
Hi, Leah.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you up to?
I'm just getting ready for work.
What time do you get up at this morning, Leah?
At 7:15.
Right. Well, you're pretty much on the ball. Have you had your wee Weetabix?
Not yet, no. That's my next port to call.
Do you always have your brekkie before you leave the house?
What? No, I actually have my brekkie in work, but don't tell my boss.
No, a lot of people do that. That's
oh, damn, I've
to
already
do it.
Told her. Damn, I have her number.
Okay, where is work for you?
Work is in a GP surgery.
Ooh. Very good. Okay, Leah, you were listening out for a Hits Radio Live artist. You're interested in heading to that gig over in Manchester. Who did you hear just there?
It was Teddy Swims.
Very good.
It was Teddy Swims.
And you are our final qualifier, Leah.
Brilliant, thank you. I've been trying to get on all week.
Okay, Leah, we're looking for a steal. We want a bit of controversy on this, so we're kind of rooting for you now to win this on the draw later on this evening.
Happy days, that's what we like.
Yeah, exactly. Good vibes. Best of luck, Leah. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leah. Okay, so this is your very last opportunity to get in. 3 o'clock today, this will all cut off and we'll find ourselves a winner after that. So keep listening to Spin. Michaela, give you more chances from 10. Here are the artists again you're listening out for, all right? Teddy Swims is in there, Tom Grennan.
Ian DeCrow and Jax Jones.
KSI and Perry.
And Clean Bandit and Rita Ora. You need to be on the ball between now and 3 o'clock if you're not in the draw yet. And come and steal it. Cause a bit of controversy.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Good morning. What's the story?
Hey there.
You might remember earlier in the week we were telling you about a get-together that's due to happen. Apparently, there's a lot of maybes about this story. In Smithfield later today, Ash, you were away last week, but there was a huge Timothy Chalamet look-alike competition in New York in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it drew huge crowds. Apparently, the police kept moving it. A YouTuber had kind of started it and didn't expect the crowds and the police didn't know an event was on.
Cool.
So it was pushed and pushed and pushed away because they were like, I don't know what to do with all these people.
Yeah.
Unprompted. Timothy Chalamet himself showed up, etc., etc.
All these hot rodent boyfriends.
So we didn't really know in the meantime when it was announced online earlier in the week that there was going to be a Paul Mescal lookalike competition in Smithfield Square today at 1 o'clock. Whether it was legit or not, the reasons being, Lighthouse Cinema had tweeted it, but in or around the time of the Timothy Chalamet get-together, we didn't know if it was ironic or not, or that it was trying to be funny or jump on the trend. And B, the posters that are stuck on lampposts around the place are literally A4 sheets that came straight from a printer.
Yeah, it looks a bit dodgy, but it is sort of to coincide because tonight in the Lighthouse is the Gladiator premiere, which actually I saw yesterday on Instagram. They're setting up a fan zone from 5 o'clock because Paul Mescal will be there, the real one. So you can actually go if you want to see him and queue from 5 and wait to see him outside the Lighthouse, which I think is cool.
I hope the Paul Mescal lookalike competition is legitimate. I'm going to go down for a goo myself later at 1 o'clock. Well, I said I would on the show, so I'm going to go and check it out.
Fair play.
My worry is that no one's going to show up.
Yeah, that is a worry.
People have work and stuff, like it's Thursday.
But you're a woman on the ground. You're going to suss it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, did we mention that maybe you might be a sort of a judge in this? Like taking on a personal role of judging the best Paul Mescal yourself?
From a personal point of view, but not officially.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make my own personal judgments and I'll bring them to the show.
Well, I might help you out because Paul Mescal is from Maynooth. I grew up in Kildare, spent many a night out in Maynooth, was sort of our go-to. So I might give you a couple of phrases.
To look out for.
To listen out for, to separate the Paul Mescals from the Paul Mescals, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so if somebody says, we go roost, that's really good.
We go roost? Roost is a club.
Roost is a bar, kind of pub thing. Yeah, yeah, that's really good.
We go roost, got it.
Yeah, if someone says, you'll never match the Mantra phone party of 2010. That was a phone party in the nightclub Mantra back in 2010. I'm nearly sure Paul Mescal would have been at that.
Okay.
And I know Paul Mescal was at this. If somebody mentions this now, they take the crown.
Right.
I'll never forget it. Croke Park, Kildare Miners, Leinster Champs 2013. What a night.
What a night it was.
Paul Mescal was on that team.
According to the posters, there's a 20 quid prize on this.
Stakes
are high. But I still think if I do come across people again, I'm not involved in this at all. I'm just gonna go down and judge myself. I'm gonna test how fast they can run away from me.
Yeah, that's another good one.
In typical Paul Mescal fashion.
Yes, as the rumours
suggest.
So look,
I'll report back online and on the show tomorrow on this Paul Mescal lookalike event. If it goes ahead today in Smithfield Square, as rumour has it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you were with us yesterday, you'll have remembered that I told you that this Friday I'm heading to a very cool, very trendy event. It's called a musical rave.
Mm-hmm.
It's being held by On Tract Musical Society. They're a Dublin-based musical society, and it's going to be on in the Bernard Shaw from 11 p.m. until 2:30 in the morning.
My goodness,
if
gracious
you don't mind.
Me, you mad things!
I am so excited because I've been to many sort of musical-themed house parties over the years, from college and everything, where we blast musical songs all night long and sing. But I have never in my life yet witnessed musical songs, Jesus Christ Superstar, Cats, Phantom, the like, blasting from a speaker in a club.
Who's the DJ here?
They actually hire in like a he's definitely a friend of the gang, I'd
cool,
say.
Cool, yeah.
But I'm
like, he won't
so
be mixing,
excited.
Will he?
I don't know. If this is the all the unknowns.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about a thrill. And yesterday I brought Emma some potential songs that will be on the playlist to try and convince her to join me, because Emma, you love a bit of a club night.
Ah, yeah.
And she was nonplussed.
I just can't really see it in my head, and I don't think I'd fit in. The problem is I don't know any of the lyrics to
That's
any of the
all
big
right.
musical
we'll
songs.
We'll cover that.
You'd be completely in full Ashling Bonner I'm an actress mode.
True.
With all your I'm an actress and actor friends.
Yeah.
I'd
Which is your
loser.
Least favourite of my modes.
Do you remember the time, Callum, we went to see her in Guys and Dolls last year, and at halftime we were like, Ashling, and she was still in character.
She was funny. She was such a professional.
Yeah, that was actually really a tough time for
me. Yeah, because we were all messing, and then she was like in period costume speaking
to
us.
She wouldn't speak to us normally. She was
no.
like, you were only your character. Yeah.
Guys.
I was like, oh, okay, I thought I might get her back to normal here. Nope, she's still in character.
Guys, I'm method. What can I say? So I'm going to go a step further in a bid to convince Emma and you listening, I suppose, that this musical rave is super cool. I said yesterday that I would write a musical rave tune and I'll perform it on tomorrow's show.
Yay!
Okay?
Well, that's that I'm excited about.
Yeah, so I need your help this morning to decide what kind of dance tune I'll use as my bass, like as my backing track, okay? I have two choices. I need you to get onto us on WhatsApp with either song one or song two to 0877111038. Here is song one.
See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long or no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking.
Important to note that I presume those lyrics would be ripped and classic musical lyrics would have to be adapted to suit the beat of the Jax Jones song, yes?
Bingo,
okay,
yeah. And I'll
okay.
also kind of sing it in a sort of musical style.
Oh.
You know yourself. It's probably going to be
How
the worst...
How many people just switched off?
It's probably going to be the worst thing that has ever been broadcast on this show. So that option is song one, 0877111038, and it's Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know
That's
Me.
That's a challenging one, because there's a bit of rap in there as
yeah,
well.
There's
okay.
a lot of lyrics to be changed. Song two has less lyrics, but sort of a more challenging beat.
Okay. Tune, by the way.
Yeah. Probably sing over this bit. I don't know how, because the lyrics aren't there, so I'll have to make them up. But that's the challenge with this one. It's Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child. And it'll be better than that, or maybe worse, who knows?
You realise it's Thursday, yeah? This time tomorrow you're going to have to perform. You literally have one day to do this.
I do. I actually have quite a bit on today as well. So now it'd be great to get started soon. So You get to choose song one, which is Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know Me, or song two, Swedish House Mafia and Don't You Worry, Child. It's up to you listening. 0877111038. A voice note will be handy here too, maybe if you want to explain your reasonings here.
I think just as quickly as you can get on this, because she does need to get on this as soon as possible
ASAP.
Today. She needs to get into her creative mode where she doesn't talk to us anymore. So song one or song two, WhatsApp is right now. Song one or song two, simple as that. Help Ash out this morning. 0877111038. I'm excited for tomorrow though. It's been a while since we had an Ashling banger bop on
it
the show.
It has indeed.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, Ashling, serious pressure on you this morning, girl.
Yes, it is all going down. I was telling you yesterday, I'm off to a musical rave tomorrow night. It's going to be absolutely unreal and I'm so excited. I've been trying to convince Emma to come with me, and I've been trying to convince you listening that this is a super cool event in Dublin. And in order to do that, I said, tomorrow I will pen a musical rave song. I'll write it and I'll perform it on tomorrow's show. So I've been asking you to help me out with what song I should use as my backing track. Will it be song one, Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know Me?
Tune, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
Very not musically, but there you go. That's a challenge, and we all know our Ash loves a challenge.
And if you think that's not musically, wait till you hear song two, which is Don't You Worry, Child by Swedish House Mafia. Don't you worry. All right, so we've been getting your votes in on this. You can still get them in, 087-711-1038. Song one or song two?
Okay, just to say as well, what's brilliant about this whole thing is that I have nothing to do with this and won't be performing on the show. So no one panic. Yeah.
Brilliant for all involved.
I've made a serious decision that I will no longer ever sing on this show.
Boo!
I am done. All right, so voting, you're voting for song one or song two. Shane, I think, is a bit concerned. Are you all right, Shane?
Oh, no, I'm actually stressing out here.
What are you stressed about, Shane?
Like, they're my favourite like group, and to hear that song butchered would... Don't get me started, please.
So you love Swedish House Mafia so much?
Yeah, since I was young, and just to hear that song ruined, would, oh, I don't know.
What are you talking about, ruined? Shane, that's highly offensive. If you've heard my previous material, you'll know it's eclectic.
I mean altered, yeah, not ruined.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
See, the problem is if Shane is so obsessed with that song in particular and you sing it the way you do, every time he hears it, he'll think of the way you sing it. You've ruined so many songs for me.
Yeah, I guess I just have to make it extra catchy for Shane. So is that a vote?
Oh my God.
Is that a vote against Swedish House Mafia or for it, Shane?
Definitely against it. So whatever the first song was, 100% that
work
one,
away on 100%. That one. All right.
You don't sound that passionate about song one either, Shane. I don't know if we can get this one wrong.
Not really.
Shane, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye. Song one or song two to 087-711-103. You know, Shane does have a point though, because you penned all the songs when we did Des Kelly the Musical a year or so ago at this stage. And Dua Lipa's song Levitating I used to love. And now all I hear in my head is, we're renovating.
Yeah, it's sort of ruined that one for me too.
Brida's standing by. How are you?
I am good, my dear. How are you?
Hi, Brida. You're lovely and pleasant this morning. Come here. Ashing's in a bit of a pickle. She needs to get cracking on this song today before the epic performance tomorrow. What song tickles your fancy?
Definitely song two. She sold me when she started going into skeety musical mode, because I can picture Calamity Jane or Seven Brides or Seven Birds, and I was like, come on, Ashlyn.
Brilliant. Rita, that's some old references. I love it. Calamity Jane.
Yeah, well, that's what old people do. You young ones don't know these things, but you'd understand them. Like,
I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, so you're voting Swedish House Mafia.
Absolutely.
You want to hear that song improved greatly on tomorrow's show.
Oh, be careful.
you'll do it justice either way. You're fantastic at what you do. I think you'll be fantastic.
Brida, would you stop?
She's blushing, Brida. She's blushing.
You sent me little faves, because you know what? I used to listen to your predecessors for many, many years, and when you came on force, I was kind of like, oh, lads, I don't know, just treat them now. They confuse me. Like, I don't like Ted.
Here are these
upstairs. You know what? I absolutely love you. Is that fantastic?
Oh, Brida, you're an absolute.
That's, you're our favourite.
You're so
too.
Kind. Thank you, Pez.
No problem. Brida, don't worry. Calum obviously is the best. That's why it's the grand.
Yeah, well, that's why we're all here.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right, lads, come on now. When people start praising Calum, that's when we need to cut them off. We need to get back to business here. I have a task at hand and I'm very stressed about it, so we need your help. Final thoughts now. Song one or song two in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Song one being Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know Me. Song two being Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child. You have 3 minutes to get your votes in.
Exactly 3 minutes. You have a busy day today, I think, don't you?
I do indeed.
Aren't you so glad you're here for Premier tonight?
I am, yeah. I have to go to meet Granny's as well.
Yeah, so. And you have to get a run in. And you have to write a song for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go on, girl. Get in touch right now. Final chance to vote. You're on Spin.
Recharged.
All right, tomorrow's going to be a big day on the show. I've told you that I will perform a musical rave song on tomorrow's show. I'm going to write it today. This is because I'm heading to a musical rave tomorrow evening. It'll be around 10 past 8 when the big performance goes down. And I've been looking for your help this morning. I'm going to do it to the tune of either Ray and Jax Jones, You Don't Know Me. Mm-hmm. That was song one. Or song two, which was Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child. And you have been voting for which song is the winner.
Christine was just on there.
Swedish House Mafia for sure. The Phantom of the Opera. Have a great day, guys.
Woman after my own heart, Christine.
Legend. Ashley.
Yes.
For The Last Wall, there have been many votes coming in for both song one and song two. Swedish House Mafia, although there's a lot of love for it, poor Shane. We think of Shane, who was on air a while ago, begging you not to ruin his favourite song of all time.
There's a fair bit of hate for this whole idea. That must be said.
I can't wait. I can reveal with 57% of the vote,
tight,
you'll be performing a musical song to the beat of this tomorrow. Don't you worry, don't
you worry. We have a
scout of plan for you. Wow. No pressure.
Here we go.
Go.
Oh my God, this is gonna be so great. I won't give you any more because that's the perfect tease. All right, 10 past 8 tomorrow morning. I'm gonna start writing some typical musical lyrics. Be there, be square.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
No Dave this week. The girl, while he's away, though, the girly quiz must be played as yes. per usual this morning with a very special man.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling and the women of Dublin, we come together and we tend to bully our Dave, try and teach him a thing or two about women.
Yes, we cover all sorts of topics, boobs, bums, makeup, hair, clothes, all sorts. And for that reason, sometimes we do get into slightly PG 12s, 15s territory, maybe.
Or parental advisory or 18 plus. So
yes,
with that in mind, we sometimes find ourselves in John Chartered waters. If there's kids in the car this morning, just keep your hand on the dog because we don't know where this is going to go, especially because we've got a brand new guest on the girly quiz this
and
week.
And he's liable to say absolutely anything.
I heard this fella's absolutely wild and crazy.
He's a controversial character.
That person this morning is Aisling's boyfriend, Alex.
Woo! Hey, hello everyone. How are you?
It is your first time on Fully Charged.
First time, yeah. Very nervous.
I think it's fair to say you are allergic to being on the radio.
I am. I live my life in a way that avoids any public speaking, including radio, yeah. And yet here I am.
Here you are in front of a microphone, your worst nightmare, but with your dream girl.
I know. Here we are together.
Oh, guys, if you could see his eyes right now, they're just like the heart emoji face.
Yep, two heart eyes.
with a small fist clenched. Underneath the desk.
Did you get more sleep last night, Alex?
I did, yeah. The jet lag's not affecting me too well.
Oh, I'm talking. You're still talking about Mexico. I meant, are you not nervous about this?
Oh.
He's absolutely grand,
yeah,
so.
This is easy. I got this.
So, in a couple of weeks, or actually next week rather, Emma's boyfriend Jack is going to be sitting where you're sitting.
Yeah, I heard
He's an English man. He's quite confident. He's actually feeling happy enough about coming on to do the girly quiz.
He's excited. He's wondering who we can invoice.
Yeah, my goal is just to beat him.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want
to... You see, that's what you need. If you're struggling to get your fella on the radio, make it a competition with another fella.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that what changed things for Alex, would you say?
I think it is. It required a little bit of convincing, didn't it?
You had to twist my arm a little bit.
I did. Yeah, I promised him.
You are an avid online listener to Fully Charged every morning. You're an avid listener to the girly quiz.
On the Go Loud app, flat out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We will see how we go. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Standing by for you this morning to help you out, your dedicated phone a female is the lovely Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine, thank you so much for doing this. Alex, meet Catherine. Catherine, meet Alex. Any words of encouragement for Catherine, Alex?
Just help me out when I need it.
Stop flirting with her. Stop flirting with her.
Oh my God, Alex, you're flirting. Catherine, I'm watching you.
Prepare yourself, stop.
All right. With no further ado, we kick off.
Question one on the girly quiz, Alex. Describe bingo wings.
Bingo wings.
I want your full stream of consciousness, Alex.
Tough one, but I feel like I might have heard this one before.
Oh, has this term made it across the Atlantic?
I don't know. I mean, I know bingo, but I don't know bingo wings.
Okay.
As in you're familiar with the game of bingo?
I am, yeah.
That's excellent. That's a great start.
Global, I think.
And you're familiar with wings?
I'm familiar with wings.
Good.
As a food. Mm. And birds' arms.
And planes.
And planes, yeah.
Yes. This is brilliant.
I'm going to guess that is the underside of the arm.
Mm-hmm.
The flabby part of the tricep.
Oh,
the tricep.
That's a scientific answer, isn't it? The flabby part of the tricep.
Yeah. And the dangly lower. Yeah.
And why would you know what that is? Because I don't have bingo wings.
I don't know. I think I've heard it before somewhere.
Good answer. Okay, is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
The flabby part of the tricep.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Nice. No lifelines used.
Nope.
One question down.
One down, two to go. You're currently one up against Jack, who hasn't a chance to take this on yet. Question two. Alex, I'm going to look at you in the eyes for this and make you feel really uncomfortable. Aisling didn't want to ask you this question because she said she felt too awkward.
Oh, I am to ask this one.
In general, Alex, how soon after birth is it safe to get jiggy again?
Do you have any children, Alex?
Going straight to Catherine for this one. Not even gonna share any thought process.
Go on, have a guess. Like, what would you think?
Just imagine, Aisling's after popping out your first baby.
Ow, leave me alone.
How long do you think the ow will go on for?
Oh,
days, weeks, months, years?
It's not years, I hope. I'm gonna go with months. I'd say maybe 2 months.
God, optimistic.
Catherine, we need you. Good morning. You're on morning. As Alex's phone a female. Do you remember the question?
After giving birth, I don't know the exact words, but after giving birth, what's the correct amount of time to wait before getting jiggy with it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all right. Catherine, what are you saying?
So they recommend 6 weeks, but yeah, it could be up to 2 months. Yeah, definitely, but they recommend 6 weeks.
I think it's important to note that Catherine is currently on maternity leave.
Oh, perfect, Catherine.
Catherine, when did you give birth to your little boy or girl?
I had a little girl 4 weeks ago.
Hey! So you're still safe and sound.
It'll be safe to say there's a big X.
Yeah.
You're still in don't come anywhere near me territory. Would that be fair to say?
100%. Okay. Don't.
And can you imagine ever going near anyone again, Catherine?
Not for the foreseeable.
Not for right now. Yeah. So, Alex, do you think Catherine's trustworthy on this
one? I think with her experience, I can trust her.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with 6 weeks. I'll go with her answer.
Stop flirting with her.
She's a new mother, Alex.
She's a new mother.
She's a new mother.
You're disgusting.
6 weeks, final answer. Well done. Woo!
Well, thank you, Catherine.
4 to 6 weeks, according to ours, but we won't say that too loud, Catherine. Will we? We'll move on.
Yeah. We have 4 now, so you could be in the clear. And I'm only joking. Catherine, God bless. Best of luck with the next few weeks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much, darling.
Fair play to you.
Congratulations. Thanks. Bye. Bye. All right. 2 out of 2.
This is pretty good, Alex.
Well, yeah,
you
one
could
more.
Take a clean sweep here against Jack, but you need to get question 3 correct to win the week.
Again, funnily enough, Aisling didn't want to ask this question, Alex, because it made her feel uncomfortable. So she's asked me to look at you in the eye and ask you this question. No touching allowed. What bra size is Aisling?
I knew she'd pick something that would trick me up.
If you go smaller, we're done. It has been almost 5 years, Alex.
I know.
These breasts in your life.
Letters and numbers are flying through my head right now.
These melons have been knocking around for 5 years.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your nose. Over here.
He's such a lucky boy.
Can I use a simplify?
Yes, you can use a simplify, but...
All right.
Okay.
I want to go 3 for 3.
All right. Okay, so entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash. This is where she's at her sexiest, did you see?
Yeah. I've heard that sound before.
No touching. What size are Aisling's nunga nungas? Is it A, 34B? Or is it B, 32C?
Do you understand the difference between cup sizes and that, you know?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I know the answer.
You know
that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, right.
Well, why didn't you say it then?
34B.
One would say 32C would be a sexier answer to give.
Might have been. But it's not the truth.
You are absolutely correct.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You've gone and smashed it.
Are you smug?
A little bit, yeah. It was easy. It took like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In and out. Back to
work. Job done.
Alex, well done. I'm a proud girl. I wish you said 32C though, but whatever. That's the truth of our relationship.
Alex, thank you so much for popping in. And the pressure is on Jack next week. Fair play. Thank you, Alex.
Very much.
Woo! Good USA! Luck, Jack. USA! It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzing. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Morning, what's the story?
Morning, how are ya? Sorry, I said the exact same as you.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I actually wasn't.
I'm becoming more and more like my Granny Phyllis every day, I'm noticing. And the older I get, the more alike I think we are.
I think that's no bad thing.
Not
Phyllis
at all.
Phyllis is a legend.
She's an absolute legend. I called her last weekend to see what she was up to. She was like, sorry, I'm actually just shopping in Kildare Village at the moment, so can I give you a ring back? Well, I said, Kildare Village? What are you doing in Kildare Village? It's from Waterford, like.
Yeah.
She says, sure, you know yourself, me and the girls are on our weekend away.
Stop.
She's 90. Me and the girls are on our weekend away. She spent two nights in Carlow at a line dancing event.
Oh my God.
Sharing a room. Said they're up till all hours of the night.
No way.
Making tea in the room at 3 o'clock in the morning and the chatting.
3 in the morning?
And the chatting and the messing among all the women.
I can't remember the last time I was up at 3 in the morning.
Quite honestly, neither do I.
That's unreal.
Other things that we're getting similar on. She tends to buy 2 to 3 things of everything. So
okay.
She stocks up. There's not just one tube of tulip toothpaste in my granny's bathroom. There'll be the one that's in use and then 3 spares. That's
Clever.
Like me at the moment. She loves her clothes and that. But the biggest thing I noticed was on the 6th of January, or November, sorry, should I say, i.e. yesterday evening, mm-hmm. I started my Christmas shopping.
Stop.
And my granny's Christmas shopping has been tied up with a bow for about the last 3 weeks. So I reckon as the years go on, it'll just keep moving back. I've never been as organised in my life.
That's incredible.
I have a list written of who I need to buy for.
This is stressing me out now.
The kind of average amount of money for people. So like in my family, my direct family, we do like Secret Santa.
Yeah.
So there's one person who's the biggie, but you're always going to token for the others.
Okay.
All the tokens have been bought.
No!
The tokens are done. Yeah.
So you got to take loads of people off.
Literally, it was so satisfying in my notes folder last night. I just searched the emoji tick and then placed it amongst certain names and moved along down the line. I kind of wrote an estimated amount for how much I want to keep an eye on my spending now at the moment as well. Don't want to go too crazy, you know what I mean?
No.
But yeah, I reckon by next year it'll be done by probably the end of October.
Oh my God.
The rate I'm going. I am morphing into my grandmother.
I do this every year. I'm like, I'm going to get it all done in November. Mm. I'm like, couldn't be arsed.
But trying to split it up across 2 paychecks is better. Rather than all Never. Doing it with your end of November paycheck. Do you know what I mean?
This gal. She's got all the answers. Write a book.
I'm getting old, you see. This is the thing.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A lot of talk about Pharrell Williams at the moment. Obviously such a talented person.
Mm-hmm.
He is like credited on so many of the big songs that we know and love. And he's busy promoting a movie about his life at the moment. We spoke about it in the show recently. The whole movie, he's not going to feature in it. Instead, he'll be represented by Lego.
Yes, I remember this.
So it's really cool. So as I said, a lot of interviews naturally on the back of promoting something. He's probably on every second podcast at the moment.
So random.
He was fired, he's revealed, from McDonald's not only once but multiple times in his life before he obviously made his way into the music industry and all that. So he's working at McDonald's. He said it was a great place to work, but I had a little bit of an OCD thing with hand washing and I just didn't have time. So they kept messing up. I kept messing up. They were like, hey, the drive-thru is backing up. Will you stop washing your hands and get on with it? He said he wasn't a great employee and he broke the orange juice machine one day, and the third time he was fired was because he was caught on the hop eating a load of chicken nuggets. Right?
I'm sure it's happened many times before.
How'd you resist if you're working there? I'd be picking away all day.
Oh my God. One for you, one for me.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
See, everyone going home with their 6 chicken nuggets with me would be going home at 5 or 4.
Oh actually. Yeah, I'd be like, oh no, that chip's a weird shape. Have to eat that one.
Yeah, so tempting. But I was thinking about other celebrities who may have got fired or didn't get particular roles before they made it big time.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, his first job was at a 7-Eleven on a roadside, on a motorway roadside. And he was fired for a strange reason. Rather than, you know, being bored from refacing off at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I did my shift at a corner shop for many years as well. And I was a bit like him. I just did a lot of chatting. no one could just come in and buy the lotto or whatever and leave. I'd want to know everything about you to pass 10 minutes.
Which I'm sure they loved.
Yeah, totally. But he was fired for having distracting customer service skills by excessively talking to customers.
I'd say Hugh Jackman is so chatty.
I would say so too.
Doesn't
yeah,
give
and this just kind of proves it.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Who's your mother? What's the story?
Yeah, can I sing you a song?
Yeah, I want to hear you. Walt Disney himself, can you imagine? One of the most famous like cartoonists in the whole world. His he was fired from a job, can you imagine this? For lack of creativity.
Oh, wow.
As a cartoonist for a newspaper in Missouri.
Oh, my God.
I'd say they're still kicking themselves and anyone who comes in as a journalist these days. They don't really hire cartoonists for newspapers anymore, do they? Not really the same thing. But back then, that was huge about hiring big cartoonists and stuff. And imagine firing Walt Disney for lack of creativity. Matt.
There's your last laugh moment.
Totally. Lisa Kudrow, before she was Phoebe on Friends, she was supposed to play a character named Roz Doyle on the sitcom Frasier. I love hearing these stories because she was just destined to be Phoebe on Friends, so I'm delighted that this particular role didn't work out for her.
Yeah, I know Roz in Frasier, in very different characters.
Do you know who plays her?
No, but it's like a real dry kind of character, like not at all like Phoebe.
And she says, I wasn't right for the part or for the chemistry of the group. It wasn't working, but I do think I'm not this guy's cup of tea. So whoever the director was, she just knew he doesn't like me in this role or whatever, and it didn't work out. And look what happened afterwards. And Lady Gaga, would you believe, one of the most famous pop stars in the world, she was fired from her first record label right before releasing the album The Fame.
Wow.
Again, don't know who the record label is, but they missed out in serious bank there. It came about after the label lost patience with her and her creative process, said she was taking too long and they weren't willing to wait around for another 6 months.
She kept putting ham on her face.
She kept walking in covered in steak and they were like, this is it for us, guys. Yeah. But again, they lost out. So you know what? It always works out eventually,
doesn't
it?
That's it, yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yesterday, has to be said, pretty tough day to be online if you're not a Donald Trump fan, I suppose. But for some reason, I literally couldn't get off my phone yesterday. I couldn't stop going back and I don't know, my screen time was through the roof and it was really affecting my mood. I was like, boo, don't like this.
I was the same. I couldn't stop. I was actually, in a weird way, looking forward to going home and diving into it all.
Then
I'd do like 3 minutes of it being like, no, I can't.
And
I'm so
like,
annoyed.
No, I'm
and
just
then
miserable.
Anyway.
But anyway, this photo came up on a couple of different apps like Twitter and Instagram, and it really cheered me up because it was doing the rounds big time yesterday and I think the day before. And the photo was a family photo of the Barlows, Gary Barlow and co. Okay, if you saw this photo, you'll know exactly why I'm talking about it.
And if you've avoided this photo, how?
Yeah, if you've avoided this photo, look it up right now. Everybody was going, WTF, why is Gary Barlow's son so bloody tall?
He is massive.
He's a giant.
He's a massive. And you can see his parents, his mum and dad. He's quite similar facially with his dad.
Yeah,
I think
he looks kind of like him.
And
yeah,
like a sibling as well, maybe in the photo. And this guy is heads above Gary. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, and like Gary Barlow's wife seems to sort of be almost the same height as Gary.
Exactly. So where did this height come from?
Not a clue. Yeah. Okay, so 24-year-old Daniel Barlow, he's becoming a home, what's that phrase? A public name. A household name. Sorry, Dumbo. In this picture, he's towering over the rest of the family. He looks like an absolute giant. The son have revealed his true height, guys.
I have to say, with all the election stuff the other night, every second one was Trump, and I was like, oh, next thing was some kind of a fabulous, massive Gary Barlow's son meme.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very funny.
So Gary Barlow's son is actually 6'2", which genuinely isn't like, it's not the tallest you can be. Like, it's tall
God,
for sure.
God, he looks like 7'7".
He does. And I think it's in the context of the rest of the family and in the photo, he looks so giant.
It kind of makes me think this is why Gary Barlow has shunned him for so long or protected him for so long, because like the meme treatment he's been getting is excessive.
Oh, I know, and it's kind of emasculating for poor old Gary, who's at 5'7", so he's significantly shorter than his son. There was a really funny picture of like Gary, it must be from a music video, and he's like, he's got like a striped cane and he's holding it out to the camera, and the cane is like big in his hand, and then the caption was like Gary Barlow handing his son a straw.
Yeah. I saw another one that was funny. It was Gary Barlow in front of what looked like a green screen, and there was also like kind of like a fabric background, looking background,
like diamonds, like golf diamonds.
Yeah, and it was like him in a photo with his son, and it's like, as if it's like the son's chest
jumper
behind him.
Yeah, so funny. So in honour of this fun family snap doing the rounds, I have translated the height of different landmarks and objects into number of Gary Barlow's sons.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, so the Burj Khalifa, tallest building in the world, located in Dubai. It is 2,716 feet tall, or in the more fun measurement of Gary Barlow's sons, 438.
That's not that many.
It's really not that many
of them.
So if you lay Gary Barlow's son down
and then stuck them all together and stud them up, they're as big as the Burj Khalifa.
Wow. The Cliffs of Moher, significantly shorter than the Burj, 702 feet tall, or just a paltry 113.2 Gary Barlow's
sons. Wow.
Yeah. The Spire, 390 feet tall, or 62 Gary Barlow's
sons. Only 62 for the Spire.
If I was redesigning O'Connell Street, I would much rather see 62 Gary Barlow sons stood on each other's heads than the Spire. A Dublin bus, now this is mad, 14.5 feet tall.
A double decker.
Double decker, yeah. Not that tall, because it's only 2 1/3 Gary Barlow sons.
Wow.
Which is actually mad. Michaela Hayes, who presents the show after ours, she's the same height as Sabrina Carpenter, so this applies to both of them. Michaela Hayes is 4/5 of a Gary Barlow son.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. She'd be only up to his nipple, I'd say.
Yeah.
A Barbie doll is 11 inches tall, or just over a tenth of a Gary Barlow son. And a standard banana is 0.09 of a Gary Barlow son.
My God.
So if any of those come up in the next pub quiz, you're sorted.
I do love it, because obviously Twitter was a funny place the last few days, and since Elon took over, it's kind of been a funny place. But everyone was like, thank you so much to Gary Barlow's son for bringing Twitter back to what it's meant to be. Yeah. Just a bit of fun, you know.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
I'm buzzing, lads. It's like a little novelty being able to leave work early today.
You're going on a school tour because we're teaming up with Transport for Ireland to celebrate their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. This is so handy. You can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within 90 minutes for just one fare.
Yeah, just bear that in mind. If you think there's something wrong with your Leap Card, if you tap it a second time within 90 minutes for a different mode of transport, you're like, is there going to be an inspector that's going to do me for this? It didn't charge me. No, that's perfectly legitimate.
That's how it goes.
One fare for any mode of applicable TFI services within that 90 minutes. So all week we want you to win €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards. So you can put this to good use for quite a long time. I've never had that amount on my app. That'll sort out your commutes for a good while. And the best thing is, you don't have to do a single thing. All you have to do is chill out where you are right now, and I will come to you this morning to hand deliver it using public transport with the TFI Leap Card.
Do you have the Leap Cards in your hand there, Emma? Can you do the proof swatch?
So there's €100 on each of these.
Nice.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Nice. We're obliged
to tap,
do the...
Or a swipe?
Swipe, please.
Okay.
Thank you. That's the official mode. We have been telling you to let us know where you are based right now and where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes or so. And we're about to find out where Emma's headed.
Yes, let's see.
Hello?
Hi, is that Clara?
Yeah, it is.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Clara.
Emma and Aisling from Spin. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. Do you use public transport a lot, Clara?
Yeah, I do. I'm learning how to drive at the moment, so I'm still bussing it around.
Okay,
hey, it's great for the environment, Clara.
And it's great that you don't have to concentrate on what you're doing. It's the bus driver's problem. You can just chill out and do whatever you want, get an email sent or listen to the radio or whatever. So, listen, the question is, because I have these TFI Leap Cards on me and I need to come to you within the next 90 minutes, whereabouts are you and where are you going to be for the next while?
I'm in Clontarf Veterinary Hospital on the Malahide Road, and I'm going to be here for the next couple of hours anyway.
Okay, you're not going anywhere. Clontarf, a lovely part of Dublin.
Gorge.
That's a nice spot.
Did you say you're in a veterinary office?
In a veterinary hospital.
Hospital.
Are you a vet or do you have an ill pet?
No, I'm an animal care assistant. I work here.
Oh my God,
brilliant.
What animals are there this morning?
We have some lovely dogs and we have some cats at the moment.
Are you going to show Emma around?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any puppies?
We don't, not yet, but hopefully by later on, by you get here.
If the puppies are there, that means they're sick. Shouldn't be wanting puppies to be in the vets.
Those puppies getting their shots, Ashley.
Oh, true.
Anyway, we're going down a rabbit hole, if you pardon the pun.
I can't wait.
I need to tell Emma how to get to you. It's very simple, Emma, this one for you. You're leaving work here. You're going to go to Georgia Street. You're going to get the 14 or the 15 from Georgia Street up to the Malahide Road. Get off and you're there. Easy. 20-minute journey.
Handy out. Yeah. Okay,
lovely job. I'm a bit jealous now.
Oh, I can't.
I go to the
and there's nice coffees around Clontarf as well.
Oh, you legend.
Stop at a coffee shop on the way.
Wait, a bit of a coffee, bit of a dog rub. Life is good. Drop Clara her leave cards. Lovely stuff. Stay where you are, Clara. I'm on my way.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye. All right, Emma. Time to go.
All right. This is it.
This is weird. I don't know how to work the buttons in here.
Callum will give you a
hand. That's Emma's job.
You're going to shift over this side, Ash? I got to get out of here.
All right. Off you go. Get the mic out there.
All right. See you later.
Get your muff. You've left your mic muff.
Okay.
All right. See you now. Next up on Spin.
Well done, Ash. It's going well.
It's new weird. Birds in the sky.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That was Miles Smith and Stargazing on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma's off to deliver a leap card to Clara. So I'm just going to play a few of these. I never get the chance to do this.
This is so fun.
Kenya Grace next on Strangers here on Spin.
When it was me and you.
I'm going to get sacked.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.